This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Right now on the Health to Talk, we have Sister Thole. And of course, we have somebody who's familiar with the show, Una Rams. Welcome to MUT Radio once again.
Thank you for giving us.
Ah, it's lovely. So today, Sister Thole and Una, we are speaking all things about pink eye. And I saw my Uber driver today who drove me to Lamisebenzin. He has pink eye. I was like, brother, why? Because you have to be resting right now. And of course, because it was telling. And if you can maybe just tell more about the pink eye.
Pink eye is the infection of, is the inflammation of a very thin membrane that covers the white of the eyeball.
Mm-hmm.
This membrane we call as the conjunctiva. So when having conjunctivitis, it means there is inflammation of this thin membrane.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. So this infection is caused by the virus, and sometimes it is caused by the bacteria. In both cases, the infection is very infectious. Mm-hmm. It's highly contagious if it's caused one of these organisms. But sometimes it can be caused by chemicals, if there is a splash of a chemical in your eye, or because of the wind, there is too much flying objects around, there is dust. If it gets into the eye, it can lead to this condition. But in that case, the infection, the condition is not infectious, only if it's caused by bacteria and the virus. So currently, there is a pressing health issue, a very big concern at campus health, because for the past 2 days, we have seen quite a few students manifesting with this problem, the eye infection, the conjunctivitis, which is commonly referred to as pink eye. Yes. So it's concerning because, like you said, your Uber driver was driving you while having this infection. It's very concerning because it is highly contagious. So we advise people who have this problem to please stay at home. Students should not come to campus, because by so doing, getting into the bus, coming to the clinic, waiting at the reception, there is a very high risk of spreading the problem to other students and us, campus health staff.
It just brings me to another question. Ukuthi abantu abanjani aba mostly at risk of getting eye infection, or everyone? Ayikho mhlawumbe ukuthi there is this age group which, okay, right now eye infection specifically bhekele abantu lab, like amanye ama diseases now.
It's all of us. We are all prone to getting this infection, but it becomes more intensified to those who have a weakened immune system, like the elderly, the people who are infected with HIV, people with cancer, who go through the chemotherapy because it weakens the immune system. And also the babies, they are, the infection intensifies with them. And this infection, it manifests with symptoms like the reddening of the eyes. It can be one or both eyes. And the lacrimating of the eyes, like what the eyes, they become watery. I'm going to medical terms now. I'm sorry about that.
Give us.
it's watery of the eyes, the grittiness feeling inside the eye. It feels like there is a sand, a grain sand inside the eyes. Yeah, there is blurriness in vision. Sometimes the sensitivity to light, it becomes worsened if you have this problem. And of course, the pain of the eye or both eyes, it can also cause swelling of this membrane, the conjunctiva. It can become swollen, leading to the swelling of the eyelids as well.
Are there any maybe we're speaking about some infections and a diagnosis is called, example, this the treating maybe something clinic, campus clinic, maybe something of young tolum jo vonga soon season, maybe I see it at all.
Before I answer that, one more symptom that I omitted, the stickiness of the eyelids. You find that a person wakes up in the morning and both eyelids are stick together because of the discharge, especially if it is caused by the bacteria. Yes. And then the diagnosis is
treatable.
It is treatable. Usually it lasts for 2 to 7 days and then it clears up on its own. But if it prolongs beyond 7 days, then with antibiotics, of course, if it is a bacterial infection, then we refer the person to see the eye specialist.
Sister Stella, there's a question that I have from my dad. He sent me to ask you, Guti, as yena inenkinga yamehlo, as a person onenkinga yamehlo, and if engathola iping eye, kungaba nzima kakhulu for him to abuke because umuntu ofunda njalo every day umsebenza wenzayo. Kungenzeka kanjani kwinkinga yakhe abhekene nayo?
Yes, he can experience intensified problem with his vision because conjunctivitis on its own, it does cause blurriness in vision. So for somebody who already has a problem with eyesight, it might become worse.
Oh,
yes.
Sounds scary. So she looks at my antibiotics akhona for this eye infection. And of course, if I can ask you, Una, Rem Suguti, if some students are now ilokuzan, what advice would you just do give to those students?
Mina, firstly, I'd say Guti abahlale emakhaya because I've noticed Guti nami when I'm walking around, bafake ama sunglasses.
Oh, yes.
Yes. Yabo. So to avoid any spreading of the disease, guys, siyacela ukuthi umuntu ahlale ekhaya until it maybe lessens in a way. Yabo. And into engizwile ukuthi you need to like do lama prevention measures ungakutholi, yabo, just to avoid any, yabo, getting infected. Wash your hands. Say ukushara lama sunglass food. Let's stop that. And also avoid touching your eyes, sharing ofi makeup. Ngiyazi ama resimu ilungise ulungiselele ukuthi yabo needs to look on fleek in the morning. Say ukushara makeup brushes and kits and clean ama contact lenses. Khona ngimbona usebenzisa ama contact lenses, make sure ukuthi ama contact lenses akho are always clean at all times.
I want to know because right now ngabe shu uno ukuthi lots of people that are wearing sunglasses just to cover ama pink eye abo. It's something as ungai advisor to ukuthi
yes.
Oh.
Yeah. You if you use your glasses, of course you continue using that, or even sunglasses to protect your eyes because one of the effects of conjunctivitis is to cause a sensitivity to light. So wearing sunglasses helps to protect the eyes. And to also add on what Grace has just mentioned, to encourage students and everybody, MUT community, to please protect yourselves. Regular hand washing, avoid touching your eyes with dirty hands, and the regular cleaning of surfaces that we come into contact with all the time. And also cleaning or sanitizing the commonly used surfaces like doorknobs. And if you use elevators, the plugs there inside, the knobs inside the elevators must be sanitized. Regular hand washing is very important in protecting oneself from becoming infected. Avoid close contact with somebody who has this infection, because it is highly contagious, particularly with these two agents, the virus or the bacteria. And then wearing of contact lenses, the person needs to see his or her doctor to advise with contact lenses, because sometimes when there is an eye infection, the doctors usually advise that you remove contact lenses because a foreign body inside the eye might aggravate the infection, making it to be worse. Yeah.
Lastly, says Vala, Sister Toland, Grace, what advice would you just give out to the audience about Iping Eye? To be cautious, and of course, there's Kulumile about it, and about any interfuti, we said it can be treated to say Kai, right? Or you can come to clinic.
I also have a question on that. Mangbozosi, are they supposed to come on campus to get treated? Or if not, bangaya gupi?
We advise students not to come on campus.
Okay.
Yes. We advise them to go to the nearest health facility where they can get help, because we are trying to contain the spread, to avoid spreading this infection. Because if students come on campus while having this conjunctivitis, there is a risk of spreading it inside the bus. Okay. Coming to campus while they are on campus, coming to the clinic, like right now, because we are getting quite a few students coming with this problem, we request them to wait outside, not to get inside the clinic. Those who have a eye problem, they wait outside and then they get called in only when there is a clinician who is available to attend to the student at that point in time. Yeah, so they don't need to come and wait at the reception, because then they will put other students waiting at the reception at risk of contracting this infection. So they wait outside, they get called in to be seen immediately and then go. But if it can be possible for students to go to the nearest health facility, depending on the residence where they stay.
Thank you so much, Sister Sole, for that. And of course, Grace Rams, for sharing, your insights. You're like a pink eye. And last words, maybe to share, maybe to invite some of the students to come into the clinic. Amanyabawa is a clinic. I once bumped to a student, like, at school, and he was like, can I ask you something? Do you know where's the clinic? I was like, okay, let me just take you there. Most of the people, they don't know which clinic is with Nendao. If it maybe can direct them.
Okay, thank you for this opportunity. The clinic is situated, you know, when you come through the main entrance, through the gate, you, instead of going straight to Anniversary Lane, you take your right, and then you go through the curve. You don't go down straight there. There is a gate going down, but you take a curve. Coming, the door to the clinic will be on your left. And then now I just want to take this, to take this advantage to invite students, because a day after tomorrow we'll be having pregnancy awareness event. Yes, it will be held at Student Center Level 1. We invite all students to please come and get, the experience of engaging with the experts and meeting your peers, addressing all the concerns that student might have around the issue of using contraception and avoiding falling pregnant while they are studying. And then there will be some food.
we love the refreshments.
Yes, there will be refreshments for the first 150 students who will come and attend the event. The event will start at 12 o'clock until 1:30.
All students are allowed to partake of that event. Is a bingo list hard to
on Thursday.
Oh, Thursday, let's see. Oh, let's see. A student center level 1. So from Lufiga Elia.
Yes.
Yeah. And also check Facebook page. We have sent a message there as well. And then on the day of the event in the morning, we will send SMSs to all students.
Oh, love it. Thank you so much for your time, Sister Tola. Till we meet again next Tuesday, where we say hashtag health talk. And of course, that was Sister Tola and Grace Rams on MUT Radio on the health talk. So right now.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.